And of course, the other thing that's really exciting about adjuvant trastuzumab is the downside is not too high. Certainly, the patients don't feel bad. I mean, you're not given a therapy that makes them sicker, correct?
Correct. The side effects for it are very minimal. It turns out that we feel very comfortable saying that small percentage, 2, 3, 4% that have some decline in the cardiac ejection fraction that recovers, that's not the...
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because that's one thing I have seen some stuff in the last year. You talk about 2005, that is changed. And that is the question of, okay, yeah, the one thing that is out on the table is the potential for cardiac toxicity. But now in the last year, it looks like the alternative is out there on the table for something that maybe doesn't have much of any cardiac toxicity, which is chemotherapy without an anthracycline and trastuzumab. Is that your take?
I do take that position, and of all the things I've been an early adopter for and doing a lot of work with investigational drugs, I've leaned in the direction of being an early adopter, but the results for giving a taxane with cyclophosphamide in some scenarios with carboplatin with the trastuzumab data, the overall risk-benefit ratio there, I'm convinced of. If I could think of one drug that I wouldn't want to give if I didn't have to give it, would be an anthracycline, would give doxorubicin. And the results are just very, very impressive in terms of the overall benefit. You even take out those few patients with the leukemia side effects and you take the toxicity differences. I mean, I think that's an impressive qualitative advance.
So if a patient who's going to consider, I guess, the taxane regimen that we have the most data on, or really I guess the only thing, is called TCH, docetaxel, carboplatin, although as you mentioned, people are talking about trying cyclophosphamide and trastuzumab. So if you're going to bring that up to a woman as a possibility in the adjuvant setting who's, you know, a healthy woman without prior cardiac disease, and she says, what's the chance that this is going to increase my chance of having heart failure, would you say?
I give that number to that patient of about 1%, and I feel fairly comfortable that might even be a high number.
I was going to say, could it be closer to zero?
I think, and I tell patients when I tell them 1%, that I feel pretty comfortable that's the high number, and that it certainly could be less than that.